Our next reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they're fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Recently, we read a scripture that said not to hide your light under a bushel basket. Matthew 5:14-15. And today we read about not practicing piety before others in order to be seen by them. Okay, Jesus, which is it? Do you want us to do good in public where people can see it or not? Once upon a time, I did something, I don't even remember what, for which the director of the shelter for the homeless wanted to recognize me. I suggested today's scripture and the idea that God could reward me in secret. She suggested that I needed not to hide my good works under a bushel basket. Which is it? Ash Wednesday is a good time to think about this because the issue comes up about wearing ashes on our forehead in secular society. Today's scripture seems to indicate that we should wash our face in order that our fasting might be done in secret. Do we go to an early service and wear the ashes all day in order that others might see our piety? Or if we go to an early service, should we wash our faces to prevent others from seeing our piety? Or if we go to a late service, do we remove the ashes before going out into public? Like so many issues, this is not a one-size-fit-all answer. The clearest answer is in the phrase in the scripture today, in order to be seen by them. The issue is not so much the action as the motive behind the action. The doing good or fasting or praying or putting ashes on our forehead. The issue is, why are you doing it? Are you doing it so you can be seen? What is in your heart? In criminal law, a crime is generally defined as an act plus criminal intent. The act alone is not the crime. Even a homicide, that is killing people, is not necessarily a crime unless there's criminal intent. For example, a killing in self-defense is a homicide. It's a killing. But there's no criminal intent. Only the intent to protect oneself from death or great bodily harm. The killing is therefore not a crime. Likewise, committing what most consider to be a good act may not be so good if the real intent is bad. Praying to bring glory to God is a good thing. Putting ashes on my forehead to acknowledge my mortality and reliance on God is a good thing. Putting ashes on my forehead in order that people might say, look at him, what a good guy he is. He must be extra holy. Not so good. Similarly, we must consider why we wash our forehead of the ashes when we do. Is it because we're modest? Or is it because we're ashamed? Or wanting to avoid questioning? If we go to a restaurant after the service tonight with ashes on our forehead and someone asks, what is that on your forehead? Are we prepared to answer? Are we prepared to defend our faith? It reminds me of my feelings when I see a woman with a scarf or a hijab on her head at the grocery store. Generally, I think of the courage it takes to wear something that's clearly a faith statement, particularly when not everybody understands or agrees, or might even be hostile. Do we have the courage to express our faith in public, even when there are those who do not understand or might be hostile? Paul says in Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. This is not to say that every public display of faith is appropriate either. For example, requiring students who are required to be in a class to participate in a Christian prayer may be violating their right to freely exercise their chosen religion. Or may violate the constitutional prohibition against government establishment of religion. Consider, how would you feel if the teacher is a Muslim and requires you to participate in a prayer from the Quran or a Muslim prayer? Sometimes public display of our religious convictions, particularly if we're in a power of influence or power, might be wrong. Which is it? On a theological footing, it could be said that forcing our religious convictions on someone else is not necessarily the loving thing to do. Have I made this decision complicated enough yet? As Christians, our faith is best expressed in Jesus' summary of the law. Love God, love neighbor. We can humbly show our love of God by expressing our reliance on God, by affirming we were created from dust, and to dust we shall return. The love of God made me, and to that love I will return. We love our neighbor and we respect them as God's creation, and we share with them that they are loved by God as well. The expression that I am made by God from dust means I'm not self-made. The expression that I will return to dust means that I am mortal and totally reliant on God, not myself. Humbly recognizing these facts, these truths, releases the power of God to act in my life and in yours. May the power of that humility be yours now and forevermore. Amen. Having heard the word of God,